This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've said many times that the left will constantly look for ways to get your money. And I knew this next way was coming. And I'm actually surprised. And it's funny because it kind of already exists, but then it doesn't. At least not in this egregious of a fashion. But they want to tax you now in Venice for what they're calling a tourism tax. So every time you enter the city, you get a tourism tax. And it's 5 francs or 5 euro. Yeah, euro, not francs. So understand, when you go to New York, for example, and you're visiting, you get a hotel, you pay a tax, an additional tax on the hotel for being a visitor. You rent a car, you pay a tax. You get an airline ticket. Sometimes to fly into that jurisdiction, you get a tax. I don't know if you know this. The airlines now have a tax for you from the United States. If you fly over to Europe, the airline pays a fee for you to enter Europe and other countries. So they've already kind of had it, but now they have a blatant one that says not only if you enter Europe are you going to pay the tax, you would think that would be enough. Nope. If you come to Venice, you got to pay a tax. Well, what do you think's next? You think Paris is next? You think... What's a place where people want to visit? You must go to Paris or you must go to London. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The first city to charge a tourism tax, Venice. A must-see if you're in Europe, specifically Italy. And by the way, a nasty city. I don't know if you've ever been. It stinks to high heaven. The city is... it's like built on the water. Incredible architecture. Of course, the Laguna de Vienza, which of course makes it a one-of-a-kind location because it's this lagoon. But that's the problem. They call it over-tourism. Too many people want to see our city. Most people dream of that. You want people coming in. It makes it more expensive, meaning you get a higher tax base. Most people, cities can't live on just the people that are there. I mean, if you do, it can be pretty high taxes. Or you live, you can't get all the street repairs done and what have you. This is a problem that you have so many people that want to see your city. Eat at your restaurants, stay at your hotels, utilize your public, various transportation methods. I mean, partake of all the beauty therein. It's insane. Over-tourism. And I love how the piece that I read, it said they're the victim of over-tourism. Interested travelers overwhelm the location or a populace. And in the case of Venice, they said 30 million tourists arrive at the city every year, sometimes staying just for the day. But the local population number is only around 250,000. So to combat this, Venice's municipalities have authorized the controversy €5 for day trippers entering the city. So I guess if you're staying overnight, maybe you don't have to pay it. But if you're just visiting for the day, they don't trust that... things are going to work out that way. They figure you're coming in, you're not going to spend any money, and you're going to leave. So we got to get something out of you. Over-tourism, they say, has caused considerable damage to Venice, a city that desperately needs to adapt to, you ready? The growing threat of climate change. Yeah, that's what this all... I'm just telling you, don't be surprised if you get the climate change tax. It was like the COVID tax. We're going to extra clean now at the restaurants. In 2021, Venice banned cruise ships from its city center due to the extensive damage to the surrounding area. And UNESCO has previously threatened to list Venice as at risk due to poor preservation. What does that even mean? Poor preservation of what? Starting in the spring of 2024, the entry fee will affect day trippers over the age of 14 who are arriving at peak times of the year and not staying the night. The city's councilor of tourism said the fee aims to, quote, find a balance between, you ready for this? The rights of those who live, work, and study in Venice and those who visit the city. Now think about what we're dealing with here. The rights. So now there's a set of rights. The left tells us it's all open. The world is open. You've got a visa. You can travel anywhere you want. No, 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 you can't, poor people. If you're poor now, think of it as a rich man can now visit Venice. Well, you got a family of six or seven. You've saved up all the time for your vacation. You say, hey, family, let's go to Venice. And you got to pay $5 for everybody over 14 just because you're day tripping to Venice. Yeah. A balance between the rights of those who live, work, and study in America and those who crawl across our border illegally could apply to them, couldn't it? They said, noting that Venice was setting itself up as a global front runner. I guess they're avant-garde. They're, setting the standard now for all the cities. I'm still curious about this UNESCO thing, threatening making Venice as what they call at risk due to poor preservation. Preserve, to conserve. Said it remains to be seen if other victims of over-tourism, will join the race. I would like to do this. I would like to charge everyone entering the southern border of Mexico in the United States. I would like to have them pay a $5 American charge to get in, just for shiggles. And I'd like it to come to the account of Kevin Jackson. Yeah. Over tourism. Does it ever end? I mean, I don't know if these people play this out to the bitter end. And again, 30 million tourists arriving. I mean, that's a lot of potential revenue. But what does that have to do with global climate change? Are they saying that when these people enter Venice, what they all the air that they breathe prior to entering Venice is now surrounded into Venice, and so that's the reason? You know, what? I'd love to hear the rationale for this. I'd love to be the one arguing against it too. I don't think these people realize how often they shoot themselves in the foot. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Democrat messaging not ringing true, and a host of other things. Glad you're with me, Kevin Jackson's here listening to.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Melissa took our youngest son out to go shopping on Black Friday. It's been something he's been dying to do. We took him out one other time, but it wasn't a big deal. And he's always wanted to see, you know, the fisticuffs and all the craziness that goes on with Black Friday. And, you know, it's gone away because of digital shopping for the most part, even though you can see some things, you know. But do you remember when people would fight over TVs and, you know, certain purses? There would only be limited ones, and the advertisers would do it, and they'd be just waiting at the doors and all that. Well, a lot of that's kind of gone away. But as it turns out, we were in California visiting family, and he wanted to go out to this they call it a luxury outlet mall. It's an outlet mall that has a couple of nice shops, but it's, you know, got the regular stuff. So they go, and she asked me if I want to go. I said, you know, actually, not really. You know, it's more for him, and I'd rather stay at the house we were rehabbing, and I'd rather work. So she said, okay. Well, she texted me right after and said, be glad you didn't come. This traffic is a mess. They were roped off a crime scene where there were, I don't know, a dozen cop cars. My son said he saw five. Melissa said there were lots more. But there were as many as 5 to 10 of these cop cars, minimum of 5. And they had put the tape, crime scene tape, around it. So they don't even know what happened there. And anyway, they get on the freeway, and, you know, it's bumper to bumper. And this is, you know, Friday, you know, middle of the afternoon, going to do this Black Friday shopping so he could see what it's like. She said, off the highway to park from where they could see the mall, it took them 2 hours to park. Now, my first thought was, wow, you know, maybe this recession, you know, this thing has gone away, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe so. And I'll tell you why. So she says, we get there and, you know, parking's just at you're just waiting. It literally took them 2 hours from where they could see the mall to where they just went, you know, it's like a block and a half to park. It took 2 hours. So she says, they get in a lot. She says, just camp out here. Somebody will leave. We'll get their spot. So they got lucky there because other people were just circling, circling, circling. Now, you could pay to park. I'll get to that in a second. Folks, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Now, we've already determined that this is going to be a lean Christmas for the Jackson family because we had a lot of expenses last year, worst financial year of my adult life last year. And thank God for some of you who were able to help out and do something, because I'm telling you, it was ugly and remained so. So it's funny, we were coming back. I know I've got to get back to this story, but Melissa says, what do you want for Christmas? I said, I won't eat. I said, nothing. You know, your stocking stuffers. I said, stocking stuffers. You know, cost us about $20 each. But Melissa's big on, you know, holidays. So she goes, come on. Yeah. And I said, okay, I tell you what, let's go back, revert back to my childhood when I was poor. Underwear, I need socks. And don't feel bad wrapping up underwear and socks and a couple of long johns or something. Don't feel bad. That's all I need. I've got everything I need. Honestly, I don't need anything more. One of our TVs went out, the big one in our room, which I found really ridiculous because, you know, things a couple years old. And of course, it's the one we watch the most. So we moved one of the little ones down there. We're watching this little bitty TV against this big wall. Feel like a convict. But hey, it is what it is. I'm not buying a new one. I don't have the budget. But she goes, if you had a wish list, what would it be? I said, I'd put the TV. I'd replace that TV. And so we were talking about an 80-inch TV. Anyway, let me get back to the thing. So they were waiting, and she texts me. She says, I'm glad you didn't come. You know, you'd be losing it. And I texted her back and said, that reads worse than you probably mean it. But then she texted back, no, you'd be losing it. You can see the mall right there, but it's 2 hours away. So when we got back, we were talking about it. I said, why didn't you let him out of the car and just let him go shop? She said, in retrospect, you're exactly right. He could have gone over to shop and come back, and I would have just still been in line waiting to go in. That's how long it took, because they went there. He grabbed a couple little my kid loves sweat gear. So he got some cheap sweat gear, which constituted, you know, part of his Christmas presents. And that was it. But anyway, she said she didn't, you know, that was it. So they ended up going. They went together. So she says a couple things. The first thing my son noticed was how many Asians there were. Now, this is in near Tracy, California, Stockton area. I mean, heavy immigrant illegals, a lot of Mexicans, what have you. See, my son said, there were hardly any black folks, hardly any Mexicans. It was Asians and Indian Asians. Those were the two. But here's what was most interesting, because I was like, she was like, oh, it took this long to get in and all that. It was a line to get into all the stores. And I went, man, this is the time of Biden. How could people have that kind of money? I realize Asians are doing pretty well as a group, but really? He said it wasn't that. They said there was one store where they would only let one person in at a time. And when that person went through a very small little sliver, they would close the door and put customer in, like, shopping.
one person, and they had one person in the store that would essentially kind of say, hurry up and get what you want, so they could ring it up and get you out of there and bring in one other person. They say, he said at the Gucci store, not that they went in, but he says, I think they limited it to five people. In other words, and so we were debating, is this, like, what is this about? You know, is this like some newfangled thing? Because this happened to us in, I think it was in New York. We were in New York, but it was COVID. And they would only let a certain number of people in, you know, because of restrictions or whatever. But it was mostly related to COVID. And you had to have the mask and the whole deal. But not one person. And Melissa immediately goes, I think it's partially shoplifting. They don't want to have to deal with that. But there were going to be no flash mobs. I'm telling you, this was at the outlet mall. No flash mobs coming in, pilfering these guys. Nothing. And then stuff that was locked up behind cabinetry, you had to go get, depending on the store. It was just an amazing shopping experience. And he goes, my son goes, no, limiting the number of people, that one store letting one person in at a time, another one, we're talking big outlets, folks, five people at a time in the Gucci store. And heavy security. So, I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think it's going to be a good shopping season. And I know under Trump it went up every year, and I predicted it. I predicted it's going to go down every year with Biden. But I will admit, I was a little bit flabbergasted, like there was that long of a wait, but it wasn't what you think. So, those numbers will bear themselves out here in a little bit. We'll see. We'll be right back. Keep it easy.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's Cyber Monday. Time to look for those online sales, and Amazon definitely has some hidden ones, like a 32-inch high-def TV for $80. But beware of scams and do your research. A young Israeli-American child among the hostages being reunited with family members after being released on the third day of a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The body of an 11-year-old girl missing after a landslide in Alaska has been found, increasing the death toll there to 4. The body of Kara Heller was found on Saturday after a scent detection canine indicated an area of debris that was then searched. Senator Michael Bennet believes there's broad support in the Senate for an aid package that includes Ukraine, but does say that support likely isn't there in the House. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The J6 narrative is blowing up in the face of the left, and it's long overdue. It's as overdue as Russian collusion was. It's as overdue as Joe Biden, us learning about what the Biden family's doing. And by the way, that's coming. I want you to understand, we are about to unpack all these lies that the leftists have perpetrated for quite some time now. And what's it going to do? Think about the loss of, ability to believe in government. I don't have any faith in the government right now. I remember this exalting the FBI. I bragged, in my head, I would brag about how good our CIA was and our NSA and how it did to protect us. I used to think that the government had our best interest in mind, no matter what. I don't believe that anymore. And I bet you millions of Americans feel the same way I do. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Always like to give a shout out to you guys. I don't do it enough. I can't do it every segment because we eat it up. But you're a special people, and I'm so glad you're with me in this fight. We're making history. And I don't mean it in this, everything's history. I don't mean it in that sense. I mean, we are literally making history because we're the ones fighting against the most tyrannical government that's ever occupied the planet. That's what we're doing right now. In the best country ever made, ever created by the good Lord, we are fighting for our collective lives. Anyway, we're winning. And I'm here to tell you we're winning. But it doesn't mean you just get to, win and go home and go, yeah, I got my trophy and put it away. Don't be Barry Sanders just flipping the ball to the referee every time you score a touchdown. I want to see some Deion Sanders. I want to see some Butch Johnson, doing the six shooters in the end zone and slamming the football and doing the moonwalk and all that other stuff. That's how we should be selling ourselves. And I know it's against everything you believe. You don't want to get out there and be, woohoo, look at us, we're so good, we did this, because it's not in your nature to brag. Put it in your nature. You're not bragging for yourselves, you're bragging for your movement. If it were personal, we couldn't brag. I'm not here, Kevin Jackson, the man, talking about myself in third person. Kevin Jackson, this, Kevin Jackson, Kevin Jackson, Kevin Jackson, Kevin Jackson. Even though that did make me feel kind of good for a second. No, I'm talking about us. We are the conservatives. We are the people saving not just America, folks. We're saving the planet. 65% of Americans believe that the Democrats provoked the J6 riots. You want to know why Mike Johnson releasing those videos? Why the Democrats is...
Why would they dare release those videos? There could be people here. We don't want them to know what we were doing.
And now you see them.
And you go, what? Have you seen these videos? Look, the people that are going through these videos and showing this stuff, I watched one where they showed Ray Epps literally inciting people to go and charge the Capitol right in front of Capitol Police. I've watched Capitol Police shove people down steps that were doing absolutely nothing. I've watched Capitol Police usher people through the Capitol like they were tour guides in a museum. I've watched all the stuff that they talked about. And you know what I've yet to see? I've yet to see an insurrection. Glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you're new to the program, I'm not going to ask you to support what we do yet. You're new. You're supporting us by listening. Good for you. And I hope you will continue to push the program out. But if you're an older person on the program,
if you're older, you're listening to me,
then I want you to consider being one of the 500 people that donate $20 a month recurring to keep the wheels on the wagon. And here's what I'm going to promise you. I'm going to promise you that if we get to that number, we're going to take that number and we're going to explode it. We're going to continue to help veterans. We're going to continue to help people. If you look at our charitable activities, there's nobody doing more. We're going to do so much with it. We're going to take it the way Jesus took the bread and fed 5,000 people. That's what we're going to do with that little bit of measly money that supports more people than you can shake a stick at. And you'll say, even with the 10 grand that would raise every month, you're going to, if I were to show you the inner workings of our organization, you'd say, Kevin, you got to have a lot more. And what I'm telling you is, that's all we need. Do that and watch what happens. You've already seen my work. I remember sitting in my home years ago and saying, I'm going to give a voice to this movement. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to give a voice. I remember this 15 years ago like it happened yesterday. And I'll be doggone if I didn't fight and claw my way to get on the Fox News. Oh, Kevin, you got yourself fired. I did. But you know what? People believe in the message even more now. See, there are very few people they can call you a sellout, and you go, really, I'm a sellout, huh? Well, let me give you some proof that I'm not. Bongino can't say it. You know, Levin can't say it. I mean, I'm not going after these guys, but I can tell you, Bongino got tested. I'm not getting a shot. He got the shot. I'll leave my job before I get the shot. He got the shot. I told you before, I would never get that shot. Why? Because of everything I told you about it, the vaccine. And I didn't do it, and I wouldn't have done it. And you know what? You know it. Bongino got it. It's not a slam. I mean, maybe it was enough money for him to get it. Good for him. He's happy. He was making a lot of money. But I don't follow his work. Because I don't follow people that won't live up to what they say they're going to do. Not going to do it. Not when your life depends on it. Look, this is no game. Our lives depend on what we're doing here. We got what if we let them win in the vax war? What would have happened? You would have had to get it. You would have travel passes. Who knows? What's the next step after that? Well, you know why we don't have to find out? Because we got principled people that said, I'm not getting it. I'm going to fight it. Call me an anti-vaxxer. What do they call you when you don't believe the election? Are you an election denier? Proud election denier. You want to know why? Because I don't want you to steal the next one. And I'm willing to stand on that line and fight it. And the reason that we have 65% of Americans who now know that the Democrats provoked J6 is because of you. 56% of you, ready? Democrats believe Democrats provoked January 6th. Over 70% of Republicans believe it, and 67% of independents. They finally are getting it. They're finally realizing what we already knew. House Speaker Mike Johnson's decision to release 44,000 hours of security footage has triggered a new wave. You ready? This is from Axios. A new wave of conspiracy theories from pro-Trump actors seeking to rewrite the history of the Capitol riot. That came from a so-called news organization. We are triggering a new... These videos have triggered us to have a new wave of conspiracy theories. It isn't that the truth be told, which is the Democrats absolutely did exactly what we said. Now, can't have people believe in that. But that's what happened. But they say, we want to rewrite history. Ahead of the, they go, why it matters. Ahead of the 2022 midterms, many Republicans accused the now defunct House January 6th committee of exploiting the insurrection for political purposes, arguing that the country should not move forward, not look back. Huh. I don't remember that. I'll tell you this. I heard many people saying, Kevin, okay, we know they cheated. Let's just move on ahead with, okay, fine. You may want to do that. I'm not doing that. And I would tell people, okay, so I kidnap your kid. And you know I've kidnapped your kid. You go, yeah, Kevin, I know you kidnapped my kid, but let's just move forward. I've got another one. I've got another kid. Let's just move forward. Kidnap my kid. And let me tell you what happens with me. I freeze in time. And then your life becomes hell. Particularly if I know it. So they go on, now it's former President Trump and his allies, including members of Congress who intent on relitigating the deadly assault on the Capitol, including by, quote, investing the investigators. Folks, this is a media outlet, Axios. For Democrats whose 2024 message relies on painting their Republican opponents as MAGA extremists, the revisionist history around January 6th may well be an in-kind campaign contribution. They think that it's going to help the Democrats that our conspiracy theories are floating around out there. Nobody's going to believe what they actually see in the videos. How could they possibly? The Democrats have done everything they've needed to do. 56% of Democrats now believe what we know, that the Democrats orchestrated January 6th. 65% of Americans. Which side of that do you want to be on going into the election cycle? I think Donald Trump's feeling pretty good about his stance on this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden, they said, went to Nantucket over the Thanksgiving holiday with several members of his extended family, including his grandchildren. Let me just put it this way. He took the whole company. He took the whole company. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Joe Biden said, you know what? We're going to take the entire organization, the Biden crime family, to Nantucket on the government taxpayer. You know, let the people pay for it. And they said one of his grandchildren posted about the family taking the polar plunge. And he says it wasn't clear whether or not Joe took the dip. Okay, let me help you. No, Joe Biden would have had a heart attack if he'd have jumped in that cold water. Please. That old wrinkled up rascal. He'd have been in bad shape. Oh, but they said he did take credit at a presser for getting some of the hostages released. He got 50 hostages released. They've been working on this for quite some time. Here's the problem, though. None of them were Americans. No, we're going to pay for those. See, Joe's looking for anything that can give him some gravitas, give him some, you know, a leg up in this election. It's like, I got some hostages released. I was playing around taking a dip in the polar plunge. Even though I was doing that, I was working. He said after he left the presser, he went out to lunch in town at a place that some noted was perhaps appropriately named. You ready? Brotherhood of Thieves. Joe Biden took his family for lunch to the Brotherhood of Thieves restaurant. Now, I'm not writing this comedy. This is writing itself. Unbelievable. He said anti-Israel protesters were across the street shouting, Free Palestine! Why would you protest Joe Biden if you were a Palestinian or an Arab sympathizer? This is the dude who sent billions of dollars to Iran that got the whole thing started. Y'all should be throwing this man a celebration. We get it. I understand what you're trying to do. The reverse psychology. We're going to protest the man who's giving us all the money. You ain't fooling me. No, sir. You ready for this? Joe Biden told the mother of all lies, speaking of the Palestinians. He said he brought peace to the Middle East. Here's the clip.
Mr. President, you said you were hoping to get cooperation from Arab leaders. What are you hearing from them when you talk to them? What would you like to see them do?
I'm hearing a lot, but I'm not going to speak to it right now. There's an overwhelming desire on the part of the region to... Let me back up. I cannot prove what I'm about to say. But I believe one of the reasons why Hamas struck when they did was they knew that I was working very closely with the Saudis and others in the region to bring peace to the region by having recognition of Israel and Israel's right to exist.
There it is again. We played it earlier in the broadcast, but I want you to hear it. You can't hear that too much. What Trump did, which was actually broker peace in the Middle East, had the Arabs and the Israelis sitting down, talking, recognizing each other, etc. And Joe Biden sent a bunch of money to Iran that got Hamas to attack Israel. And now he wants you to believe that the reason they did it was he was going to build the transatlantic, or what, I don't know, the underground railroad of the Middle East. I didn't play the rest of the clip, but that was it. Oh, my goodness. The Brotherhood of Thieves restaurant where the Biden family met. Does Joe Biden even know the optics of that? This is where I tell you, I think the Democrats go, let's rub it in their face. Let's poke a little fun at those conservatives. Let's see if they get it. Oh, we get it. Liars, man. Blatant, in-your-face liars. You ready? We were talking about January 6th before. Here's Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra, talking to a group of people, and she exposes. You should see the actual clip of this because somebody's filming it. I don't know who's going after, but they're filming it underneath. There's a spy in their midst, and they prove that these people knew that J6 was orchestrated. Now, hopefully you can understand everything that's going on, but the context of it is she's in a private little meeting, and she's explaining how crazy it is, how it's all being orchestrated. She can't believe that they arrested the Proud Boys, Gavin McInnes, and the whole deal. Just listen to this clip and tell me, oh, Kevin Jackson, you don't spread misinformation about COVID and vaccinations and all that. I don't spread misinformation. I spread information that you can discern for yourself. And if you're smart, you'll think like me. There you go. Here's a clip.
Well, I think the one thing, if you drag it out, after the Democrats lose the House, and then they get rid of the committee,
right,
people may lose interest.
Yeah.
The first trials are going to get a lot of attention.
Yes.
It's like anniversaries. The first one is a big deal. It's a really big deal. Right. 10 years in.
Right.
No one's going to care after the Democrats are out of power.
Right.
And then take Biden out of office, then who cares? If you drag it out long enough, I wouldn't go first for a trial. Because D.C. is a lot of people who work for the government.
Right.
And it's a lot of I don't think I'm sympathetic.
The jury
is
we need the trial should be held there.
Well, if you got moved, you totally set off.
Successfully
move it?
No, they won't move it. I mean, think about it. They'll resist it. They'll say how I've heard of the hearing.
What was the link?
They're going to say we're not fair. We're fair.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, absolutely.
Listen, I really I know you're not the bad guy. I mean, if you're in, I haven't found the bad guy yet. But if there is, I know you're not
a bad guy. I mean, he's like a stereotypical bad guy.
But the thing is, why I asked you the question of like, so what was the plan? Is that if there was an insurrection, you were supposed to be in line. Marching, you're in the military, you know.
Right? No, that's
not a plan.
Exactly. It's called operation order. You sit down like, overnight with your soldiers. You go over. All right. You're going to go here. You're going to go in by this side. At this time, we're going to take over this. There's none of that.
If there was an insurrection, it's the sorriest insurrection in the worst 21st century ever. No guns.
A guy smoking pot.
You're going to be able to laugh about this one day. I don't know what the Proud Boys is, but I know Gavin McGinnis. I went on road trips with him to parties. It was so comical to me when I first started hearing about, like, Proud Boys are from, this was, like, years ago when they started saying, in Brooklyn, where he's from, I was like, what? This guy, I mean, he may talk, but a lot of it, like, he's a provocateur. He said it to be funny or whatever. But the idea that he's now being elevated to being this, it totally makes me laugh, because I'm like, look, I know this guy, I've been to many parties with him, and I know he just says some crazy I know the Brooklyn version of those guys, and I'm just like, so I just wanted you to know that. Like, I have a whole history with these people, and I'm like, come on, you're, like, that's just kind of like, anyway.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. There you have it. You got Nancy Pelosi and her daughter filming the events surrounding this documentary that they were already prepared to make. And this video was filmed during a meeting with a January 6th defendant whom she wanted in her documentary. And she admits it's pure hysteria, political kabuki theater, and that a fair trial in D.C., is non-existent. If it's moved, then this isn't going to happen. And she says that the insurrection narrative, this is what she said, you heard it for yourself, is baseless. She talked about Gavin McGinnis and said, look, I've hung out with this guy. The idea that this guy is some sort of insurrectionist is ludicrous. Labeling this guy as a white supremacist. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but the leader of the Proud Boys is in part Hispanic. I don't know very many Mexicans in the white supremacist Aryan nation or whatever. Oh, that's right. There is George Zimmerman. After the Democrats lose the House and then they get rid of the committee, people may lose, I think, interest. No one's going to care after the Democrats are out of power. And you take Biden out of office, then who cares? She's telling you that, look, I feel like it's a broken record here, but this really starts to piss me off. When we have everything we need to show that these people are lying lunatics, and we can't get the word out. It floors me. She says, D.C. has a lot of people who work for the government. I don't think they're sympathetic. If you get it moved, you totally get off. That's what she says to this defendant. If this trial is moved, you get off. Does it make you think about Donald Trump and if this trial was moved out of New York, if it was moved out of wherever? And let's juxtapose that to what are we finding out about Georgia? You know, one of the linchpins of their case is Donald Trump doesn't really believe that he's guilty, that the insurrection didn't occur, that he didn't get elected. And what are we finding out everywhere we look? Sadly, I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.